question. Just Bird.
Just the name. Time. Just the name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can call me Bird. I mean, my real name is obviously Laura Kuhn, but a lot of people don't really know the full name.
How'd you get Bird?
My dad. So ever since I was little, I was born with bird legs, no calf muscles. I mean, obviously I work out now, so they're there. But yeah, bird legs my whole life, so it kind of stuck.
This last couple of weeks been crazy for you?
Yes, but my new line is I'd rather be busy than bored, right? In life. So it's been fun. It's way better being here because it's like hands-on. I mean, I just met a handful of the players today, but I've been on the phone with them. It's so much better. I'm 100% extrovert with everyone, so I'd rather be around people than just on the phone with them. So this has been fun being down here.
How hectic has it been? I mean, you know, we heard it's been a little while that we get to talk to you because you've been over in Europe with the recruiting, I guess, I'm assuming.
I was on a cruise.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't been hectic.
So
it's been relaxing.
I may or may not. We played volleyball. I don't know if I would recruit many people that I was playing with, but there's volleyball involved for sure. But yeah, so that made it a little crazier for this transition. But I was with family, so okay. It was worth it.
That was a planned thing before all this online.
That had been planned for a year. So whereas this whole opportunity opened up in like a week span after the season, that was just a decision based on my staff hiring and all that. I just felt like I could still make that happen. So that definitely was planned for a year.
I think this wasn't your only job offer. So why was this the job that you chose?
There are certain things that I was looking for when I finally decided to make the next move, and I think it was kind of surprising to the staff at Kansas and people around me because there were just future plans that I was probably going to stay there. When this job opportunity opened up and the other ones, it was the foundation. So there were certain things and certain expectations and standards and goals for myself in my career and what I think for the certain programs I interviewed at that were attainable. And it just became obvious when I was down here. It was in my gut the first job that I was like, I want that job. And just coming down here, meeting the people and seeing everything, the support that we'll have through and through, it was a no-brainer to me, really.
What you just said, with the success you had as an assistant, and you said Kansas people kind of expected you to stay there. What was the difference there between you leaving and them expecting you to stay there?
I think life is all about timing. I mean, I think we all have ideas or perceptions of what we're going to do, and we plan for a future, and you move towards those goals. I just think it came down to timing of it, and the timing of this was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. I mean, I had in the past couple of years, I've had opportunities. But I just felt like right now it was the time.
How many jobs have you interviewed for over the past couple of weeks?
I've talked to athletic directors on the phone. When we went to the Final Four, I talked to a couple schools. But it never went any farther than leaving campus. You know what I mean? I never went on an interview. So this year was the first time I went on interviews. So,
what was your first feeling stepping on campus?
Well, it was crazy because it was a week span of time and I went on three different interviews. So whereas I'm like 100% extroverted, it was fun for me and I was meeting people. And I think you feel that in athletics. So there's always an energy, but that's what was cool here. You connect with certain people. You meet with people, you connect with them, and that is inevitably what you're going to build your decision on. And fortunate for me, I had those opportunities and it was a very fast thing and I wanted it to be that way. I didn't want to drag it out. I wanted to make the decision for the team, for the players, for my future staff. It wasn't something I wanted to drag out at all. I put a timeline on myself, actually. So, but you just feel it. I mean, you feel it when you're here. You feel the tradition. You feel the people that I know that have been a part of the program here and just the athletics here. I mean, there were people at Kansas that had been here before. So that made it more exciting, even when I had left the interview. So.
So when did you decide, when did it hit you that this was the right place?
Aside from when the actual job opened up and I knew I was going to go after it, it was the Friday, I don't know what the date would have been. It was the Friday of the Final Four. That's when I made the decision. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, kind of throughout that whole week, I was feeling it and then made the actual decision that Friday.
Coming into a program that hasn't seen a new head coach in over 25 years, how do you feel coming into something like that and stepping into a role?
Me being a relationship person, I always think about the Corbellis, because inevitably in our volleyball community, it's pretty small. I mean, it's nationwide. There's a lot, but it's a small community. We all know each other, even if we're not super close. So I've always respected them. But to me, that's exciting. I mean, it was the same thing when Dave Soji retired at Hawaii. A lot of people didn't want to follow in the footsteps. Like, people kind of steer away from that to me. And even with that, I was like, that's still a foundation. Like, it doesn't matter the ups and downs or whatever might have happened. That's a foundation that has been laid here. And that is, to me, a very positive thing. And they know I respect them and I appreciate this opportunity, because I get to work with something that's already been established. So to me, that was a huge positive.
Is there something that happened, what you guys did at Kansas, in any kind of manner, that you think you'll bring here that A&M might not have had, you know, in the stands or, you know, with the kids, recruiting, anything, that Kansas maybe did a little differently than you think you might do down here?
Might
bring to down here?
I think everyone has their own style. So my style has always been relationship based. I know that even with my staff, we're similar in our mindset and our vision for what we want, but the way we're going to get to it, that's going to make it special. Because there's a way that I've always recruited and I've done things, but all of us have been at different programs. So whereas it's going to be very relationship based and recruiting, I think that is going to be the change, because that's been the change everywhere I've been, because it's like Bird. And that's just the relation. I mean, I can't explain it. It's just the way you connect with people, the way you genuinely have a conversation or care. So I don't know how it's been here, but I just feel like there's a style with every person, every human, that's different in the way they handle situations or their lifestyles. So I think that will probably be the change or the difference.
You have several freshmen who are, I should say, high school seniors that are graduating early and coming in the spring. So not only do you have a new head coach, now you have several new players into the mix. Are you excited about that, because you're also coming in with kind of a group?
Yeah. So I think that's very cool. I think it was obviously kind of shocking. So the core group is like, they were kind of back and forth. Now there's this great energy. They're super excited. But now it's something we can all do together. It's going to be a culture that we establish with the new kids coming in and the returners, but it's going to be a collaborative effort. I mean, our staff, we're here to build that relationship and build that, and I think the timing of it is perfect, because it's the spring. So it's when they're going to develop the most, and it's when we can actually have an impact and have time to build that relationship with everybody, not even just the freshmen, but the returners.
Yeah, if I understand right, you are getting, a lot of those recruits are coming in the spring.
Correct.
You need to work with them.
How important is that?
I mean, that's important all the time, but for a new coach, I mean, how big is that for you?
That's huge. You want, I mean, at any program you're at, whether I'm new or old, you want that in your program. Those kids, that's a whole extra semester that you get with them before your competition season. So for that to be happening right now in this transition is, hands down, the best situation we could possibly walk into. So,
I can't imagine that it's real easy to recruit at Kansas, just based on where it is, but you were able to do it. What is the key to recruiting?
Again, I'm going to go back to relationships. I think you have to sell not only the school and the product, but you have to sell yourself. I mean, it's the conversations you initially have with the kid that's going to make them want to continue talking to you or come on campus even. I was at Miami before I was at Kansas. That was pretty hard to get kids to visit, too. I mean, it's a young generation that we're going after right now, especially now. So to pull them, I think it takes the personality and the level of conversation, being genuinely interested in them. So that's when I talk about a relationship. It's more than just recruiting someone to come play volleyball for you. It's selling them on the fact that it's going to be a life experience and something that's going to last longer than just the 4 years you're at that school.
Kansas had some tough years before y'all got there. Mm-hmm. What do you think the key was to turn it around?
I think it was culture. And I love working for Coach B. He was great, and we learned a lot from each other. I give him props for allowing just the training changes that occurred and us working together and developing those things, because it was the culture. And it wasn't like we ever cleaned house. We trained the kids that were there, and we built that the culture, and then we recruited. So it was a natural transition, and they're great people. Amazing kids, amazing recruits, just like I'm sure we have here. Just one couple of conversations I've had on the phone with them. So I foresee the same transition. You're going to establish the culture and your style of play mixed with that relationship and the dynamics that you're going to build as a staff with everyone, not even just the volleyball staff. I'm talking strength and conditioning, athletic training, academic advisors, everyone that is hands-on with our program. It's going to be a special connection that our kids will feel.
Resources you have here, is this a sleeping giant in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people are going to use their own terms and the way they foresee it, but yes, I've like I've said, the foundation has been laid and established here. I fully intend to compete at the highest level, top of the SEC, competing for championships and going deep into the tournament. I mean, across the boards, that's what we talked about when I interviewed. Those are expectations for myself in leading a program. And they're, to me, Texas A&M is bar none, should be competing at that level consistently. And we share that vision from administration through and through. So I'm excited about that. I mean, to me, that's why this job was number one to me. And that's the vision that I want to carry out.
I know you can't name them right now, but can you just talk about, in general, your assistants and what you're excited about that they'll bring to this program as well?
Yeah, so I've known both of them for 7 to 10 years. So there is definitely a trust and a respect between all of us. I worked with one of them for 2 years, so I know him in the office, in the gym, everything. So that is just, to me, I want people around me that I trust and that share the same vision, but are going to challenge me. And I know that I'm going to be challenged, so that's awesome. But I also know how much we respect each other, and we're going to hear each other out. All of us have been successful. So that is something that I think we'll learn a lot from each other, because we've been at different programs for the last 3 to 5 years. But the recruiting aspect of it, I couldn't have thought of a better person to bring. Like, it was an intense recruiting process for me, my first number one, but it had been in the works for years. So it was just something that is also the way I am. I build relationships, but I base that on who I'm going to hire, who I'm going to put around my program. And I mean, if in every aspect of this program, I probably have someone I could fill in if we would ever, God forbid, lose anyone that has been supporting this program. There are people that I would always have in mind, because you build those relationships and you want them around you and when you're going after your goals. So, yeah.
A lot of sports people talk about styles and conferences. Do you see that in volleyball? And what if do you do? Is there a difference in the style that you guys used to play at Kansas and that you might see with and maybe different types of athletes or whatever in the SEC?
I think they're everyone, based on athletes, based on the conference, for sure. But I believe that if you have a certain style, even if your athletes, like the spectrum is pretty wide across the board for any team, I like that dynamic. So when I recruit, I like to have a mix of like my athletes, my size, the abilities. I mean, to diversify is harder to defend. So if you are, and I will always talk about, we're going to focus on our side of the net, what we're doing. Like, we'll always defend and we'll do that stuff, but we need to make sure that we're sharp in what we're doing, and it's going to be a fast-paced, first tempo, high energy, whatever the case may be. Once we break it down, it's going to be about our side of the net, and we need to compete at the highest level. So whatever that's going to take is what we're going to do. I've always been first tempo, no matter what type of athletes, and I think you can train that, so then you establish it just like your culture. So when you bring in and you get whatever kind of athletes you're going after, they just mesh right in with your team, you know, and they can learn from their teammates, and you run that system just like you run a culture. So, and that's something that we're all working through and going to talk about as a staff. But
do you look at the video from last season to evaluate your current players, or do you want to evaluate them in person? Or
to some extent, I know, well, I mean, you see so much volleyball now. You could catch a match just last year when we were just watching volleyball matches. But we obviously are looking forward to just getting in the gym with them, because everyone's going to have their strengths. Everyone's going to have things they could work on. But until you really meet those players and you start working with them one-on-one, I mean, you can see a lot when you watch a match, but you don't really get the personality or what they're fully capable of. Because when you train with them day-to-day, they may do things naturally that you just don't see during a match. So I'm a big proponent of training someone to their strengths. So, like, I played and I ran off one foot all the time. I was a middle right side. So my coaches, like, adapted our offense to that. We were first tempo, but I played first tempo in front and behind the setter. That's something that we changed at Kansas. But when I recruit, I see that, and we will pick up on things about kids, like what's going to make them the best they could possibly be. So when you talk about a system or a style, it's going to be very much reliant on what we have in the gym.
Realizing you're just getting into this, that you don't even know the players yet, but one big question that Jimbo had to answer was, how fast can you do this? So what is your personal timetable to get this done, to do all the things that you said you wanted, compete for SEC and national championship?
I think with the recent success in 2015 of winning the SEC, it's not like it's some far-off feat. I think once we get our culture established and we get our system and what we're going to train and how we're – I don't foresee this long, lengthy – it could be just a couple of years. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there. So it's a buy-in. It's a culture, and it's getting everyone on board. I think the success can happen pretty fast, especially with this group. So – it'll be exciting, and it's going to be challenging. I mean, there's a lot of personality, a lot of training and things to get done this spring. So I'm up for the challenge, but it's going to be really fun. I mean, they have great energy, just talking to them on the phone. So, and the recent success, it's going to be, yeah.
Recruiting. Are you done for this year? I mean, Lori had a pretty good recruiting class coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So are you just looking further down the line?
Yeah.
And or do you want to maybe find one more player the kind of style that you like, really like?
Well, with any program, you're always recruiting because you build relationships everywhere you're at. So even with club coaches, everything, and you never know with injuries what's going to happen. So I think you're always kind of recruiting because you're always having that, mending that relationship, keeping in touch with people. But yeah, I mean, we have a great class coming in. So we're still working through logistics of scholarships, where they're at, what we need, and it will really help to get in the gym, especially even for years, like future, seeing where we're going to be and what we need. So, I mean, recruiting is like an everyday.
Had you recruited any of those girls that are coming here for trying to get them up in Kansas?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to so many kids and work camps and things like that. I mean, I was on the phone with some of them, and I had worked with them at I do a high school camp. Like, I would just run a satellite camp, and I'd had her for like 3 years at camp. So it's cool. I mean, that's what's special about our community and our volleyball world. You're going to work with so many kids and interact with them, whether you really recruit them heavily or not. You've trained them, typically. You've been in the gym. You've watched a practice. You've seen them. So, I mean, that's what makes it kind of special, because you build that relationship, and then it could come back tenfold based on where you go. So,
have you talked to Lori, and if you haven't, do you plan on?
I have not talked to them directly, but I 100% plan on it. I respect them so much. They've done so much for this volleyball community and just here at Texas A&M to me, that's a no-brainer. They have a great deal of knowledge and experience that I could only learn from. So, yeah.
You see yourself being here 25 years?
That's a loaded question. Yeah, that's a deep question. I could see myself being anywhere for 25 years, but actually coaching for 25 years? I don't know. I might take over the radio gig here from yesterday. I told him that might be my new dream job. I know, when you said that, I was like, you watch out, radio now. That could
be
fun.
You talked about coaching and the volleyball aspect, but you're also, I mean, this is off season. What is your theory on workouts? Like, and just kind of, will you bring a lot of what you saw and did at Kansas to here? Do you think that's going to be any different working with the strength and conditioning coaches, anything like that?
We've already been in meetings, setting that stuff up. This right now is the most important time. The weight room has always been important to me. That is the foundation of being healthy, staying injury free. We're going to establish that. That's going to be part of our culture. We'll be in the weight room. We'll be a part of all of that. But training and between that and being in the gym with them, it's going to be huge. I mean, this next 4 months, 5 months is going to be the foundation for our future. And that is the most important part to me right now. So it's culture and it's just them buying in and really believing in what we're about to do.
Scott, can you comment about the search and what Bird brought to the position that you really liked and thought would be a good fit for Texas A&M?
Yeah, great question. First of all, kind of as a preface, I have such an incredible staff, and this was a very much a group effort led by Laurie, and as you well know, Stephanie Remp played volleyball in college, and the best comment came from my CFO, Jeff Toole. When she first day she was on campus, he says, "Don't let her get out of here without hiring her." And I said, "Calm down, Jeff. We have time." But, you know, this is how we do things, and this is, we have expertise in doing it, and there was unanimity in that. Laurie was sold, obviously Jeff was sold, and Stephanie was, and we had this this kind of consensus that was. And then I met her one-on-one, and I was sold. And you just want to make sure you're thorough and that you go through this process and that you think about it and that you do it right and that you see it, what's available. And you know, everything that she talked about aligned with everything that we are about, you know, giving our kids the first rate education that they can get, and that being important, because that's going to carry on the rest of their lives. And then secondly, being able to compete at the highest level and not being afraid of it. And that's what she's about. I've been and been around championship volleyball and watched a national championship at my former employer, and I know it, and I know what good volleyball is about, and she reeked of that. And then thirdly, it's like she talks about it more of relationships. I talk about it more as the experience and what our kids are about and who we are as Aggies. And you know that. You've heard me say it a million times. It's embedded in our core values and who we are. And so from that standpoint, she got it. And we were aligned. It's just how we talked about it differently. And so when she said it, I said, "You guys are right." I said, you know, She was, you know, highly regarded by my staff coming in. So I had high expectations, and she met them. And for us, it became essentially, like she said, a no-brainer for us.
Do you see this program, Scott, as a sort of sleeping giant that it can build and win SEC championships?
Yeah, I do, and that's in every sport we do. And frankly, I just think as a conference, like softball, we have to get better in volleyball. You know, we watched it happen, and Bird and I talked about it. And, you know, I'm not worried about the rest of the conference. But, you know, usually when you have better competition in your conference, it helps everyone. And so I think that's going to happen, and I think it's going to transcend. But we have a great advantage here being such a good university with such a great amount of talent and ability in the Texas area. That we can be very good, and that's our vision for what we are. But we do, in my opinion, have to get better as a conference in this sport.
Last year, A&M played six of the Elite Eight teams. You play out the schedule like that this year?
We are working on the schedule right now. like I said, we love challenges. We're going to sit down as a staff. We're going to talk through things, but we're working on that. So I don't know if we'll play quite that many. But we'll have a good schedule.
Sort of what Scott alluded to, is Texas a hotbed for volleyball? You think there's enough talent here to mostly stay in state with recruiting?
Yes, 100%. Even when I was at Kansas, Kansas is very strong right now. Kansas City has a strong volleyball
club base.
Yep, right now for sure. But when I first got there, we left the state of Kansas to get better kids to build that program, and it was Texas. It still is. Hands down. So that was a huge pull for me. I have relationships with the clubs here, in every region, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston. I mean, yeah, you can stay in state and pull from everywhere. So that's very exciting to us. And we'll sit down as a staff, and we're still going to be nationwide. Obviously, we're going to go and find the talent. But yes, right here in Texas, it's very strong.
Scott, this kind of happened quick. This all happened quickly. I know as athletic directors, no matter how long coaches have been there, you have a list of people that you're looking at all the time. As Bird obviously was on that list, and that's why it could happen that quickly.
Sure, and it was just the diligent part of my staff of being ready, because we talk about it in staff meetings almost every time and every month. Is, hey, are you ready? What's it look like? We talk about it, and it's not for what you would think, just pure competition. It's just things happen. People get sick. People, move on. And you always have to be prepared and ready. And obviously, there was no doubt that she was top of the list and very prepared and ready to go and ready to move on. But we do that in every position that we look at and replace.
What were your thoughts between trying to hire someone head coach that was a head coach at that time to an assistant?
I've done it both ways before, and we all have in our senior staff. And so, we thought about it, and we looked at it, and, you put them into boxes and into quadrants or however you do it, or you bifurcate it, and, head coaches, assistant coaches, and you think about it, and you see what you think is the best fit and is the right thing to do. And for us, it was clear that it was Bird, and it became obvious in a hurry.
Mark, can you talk about maybe how many people you guys identified that might be right for this job, and then just why Bird?
Sure. We, again, as we mentioned, looked at a nationwide search to identify those individuals, and as Scott indicated, we looked at assistants as well as sitting head coaches. And so I'd say we looked at anywhere from maybe 5 to 12 that we were really narrowing down and having those conversations. But again, initially, my first call was to Bird, because to me, she rose to the top as being the top assistant coach in the country. And so because I had an opportunity to work with her briefly at Kansas, we had that relationship. So it was an easy first call to reach out to Bird. And from that conversation, I hung up thinking, okay, this is different. And we talked about it. We're so comfortable with each other. You're saying all the right things. We just gelled. And hearing that Bird is such a relationship person, we had that already. But in my mind, I still needed to think, okay, there may still be other options. As Scott indicated, we want to get the best coach for our program. And so even though we had those additional conversations and talked with other coaches who are running elite programs doing amazing things, Bird still stood out. It was those intangibles, her intensity, her competitive nature, her desire to win and recruit well and do it well. And that was what people talked about. We talked to people around the country, and that was Bird's reputation. She is a phenomenal recruiter, and she's a great trainer in the gym. Those are things that we need to move our program forward, and she had it. And then the personality was just the icing on the cake.
Have you had an opportunity? Coach Blair is here. Have you had an opportunity to meet some of the other great coaches we have?
I met a handful of them on my interview, but it was so fast. I did not meet Coach Blair yet, but it's awesome.
I just got finished watching the movie Lady Bird. So.
Perfect.
Very good movie.
Like nice. Awesome. But this is why I think I had the feeling, like you asked what it was when I got here, or what gave me that,
right.
The relationship. I mean, it's so, I don't even know if it's comfortable, laid back, but it's the fact that everyone can just sit in this room and they want to be here and we want to support each other. I mean, you feel that when you come somewhere and you know, I mean, it's the same reason why I've made any move I've made. It's because of the people that you're surrounding yourself with and that are going to have your back and be working with you. But like that, this is a great example.